Hey, good morning, everyone. Today's we're going to talk just very briefly about an introduction to Kedusha, what Kedusha is all about. The theme of the third bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, Atah Kadosh, is about Kedusha Hashem, about sanctifying Hashem's great name. And in the context of this bracha, there we recite Kedusha when there's a minyan. Now, at the end of the Kedusha, the last line of the Kedusha, it says, Yimloch Hashem Olam Alakayach Tzion L'dover Dor Haluka. So we talk about Malchus, Yimloch Hashem. We want Hashem to rule over the whole world. Now, this is not the only time that we talk about Malchus in the prayer. In the Shema, there is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. We accept God as King, but this type of Malchus that we mentioned in this bracha when we have a minyan is, I would call that messianic Malchus. We look forward to the day when everyone will be Mamli HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when everyone, Yimloch Hashem La'olam, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rule for everyone. Now, initially, when we praise Hashem, we are praising Hashem, because we say, Ukdoshi B'chol Yom Ya'alu Chasela. Those who live a life of Kedusha praise Hashem. But at the end of the Kedusha, we hope for a time when Yimloch Hashem Olam, when everyone will praise Hashem. You know, there are two apparently contradictory statements in Kedusha. On the one hand, we recite Kadosh, 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 Yimloch Hashem Tzokos, Yimloch Alarz Kavodo, that Hashem is present throughout the whole world. The whole world is filled with God's glory. And at the same time, we say in Kedusha, Baruch Kavod Hashem Imkomo, that Hashem is blessed from his place, that Hashem is in the heavenly world. So Baruch Olar's Kavodo seems to be inconsistent with Baruch Kavod Hashem in Komo. Is he here? Is he there? Is he imminent or is he transcendent? And Chazal resolve these two contradictory messages within these psukim by combining them, because they say that they represent the day, we can say both, when the heavenly world and the earthly world will be one. And when, in other words, in a time of Yimloch Hashem La'olam, Elokayach Tzion L'dover Dor Haluka, in the future, when the whole world will recognize God's kingship, that's when somehow the heavenly world and the earthly world will be united, and that's actually one interpretation of the Shema. When we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, according to Rashi, we're saying, listen, Yisrael, Hashem now is our God, Hashem is our Elokeinu, he's our God, and in the future, Hashem is Echad. V'hoya Hashem l'melcha kol ha'aretz. Kadosh Baruch Hu will be the king over the whole world. That's what we say also at the end of Aleinu. So the question is, why are we reciting this message in the Shemoneh Esrei? The three opening brachos of Shemoneh Esrei are blessings of Shevach. They're blessings of praise. Right? Shemoneh Esrei is divided up into Shevach, Bakash, and Hodah. So these three brachos, the first three, are brachos of Shevach or of praise. The greatest praise that we can give Hashem is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, is we're accepting God as our King, that He is our King. That is the message of Kriyat Shema, and that is the message of Kedusha. And they express a yearning for a day when the whole world recognizes the Kadosh Baruch Hu as the master of the world. These hopes are hopes of Shevach, of praise. And in fact, that's a sense what we're doing. Rabbi Soloveitchik explained that this is the meaning of all brachos. Every time we say a bracha, we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Rabbi Soloveitchik explained that this means that we indeed add power and glory to the presence of Hashem by discovering Him. We recognize that Hashem is Melech Olam, and we recognize Him in the world. This act of prayer, when we turn to God to receive everything from He who needs nothing from us, but from whom we need everything, becomes itself an act of giving to God, of increasing His presence and glory, of adding to His holy name. That's what we're saying. When we say in Tehillim, when we say Perek Kuf Dal Pasuk Aleph, Baruchi Nafshi Es Hashem, my soul blesses Hashem, Hashem Elokai Gadalta Ma'od, you have become greater. In other words, by us blessing Hashem, we are giving glory to Hashem. So that's what we're doing here. In this Kedusha here, we're talking about the Kedusha of the Bracha of Kedusha. Because this is the culmination of the Bracha of Shevach, of the three Brachos of Shevach, of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only we're saying that God's name is holy, but we yearn for the day where that will be recognized by everyone. And that's the ultimate form of Malchus Shemayim, not just by us, but by the entire world.